Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Untouched.
Welcome back.
I'm Elle.
And I'm Reverse. What?
I don't know why. Like, I don't know what I just thought came out of your mouth, but it was not your name.
I feel like I always say my name weird.
I think my brain just like couldn't comprehend English.
People always just say, like, I feel like the most common response to my name is like, is that your real name?
Yeah, you got hype at Aritzia today.
But like, what I don't understand is like, guys, I'm like 21. Like, why would I, do you think I'm like going up to everyone with a nickname? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I know it's like nice, but like sometimes I'm like, your low-key guys are like annoying.
It's like if you were really tall and everyone's like, oh my god, you're so tall. Yeah, like I know I've been this tall for a long time. Yeah. So today we decided that we were gonna get a little closer to you guys.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play We're Not Really Strangers with each other, and you guys can just like pretend like you're in the room playing with us, kind of thing.
Okay.
We always used to hype We're Not Really Strangers for first dates, and I saw a TikTok today actually, and this girl did the New York Times one, and she was like,
oh,
what? That's the one that you always said. Yeah, I know. So
I did that with on my first date.
Yeah. So I would switch that between that and the We're Not Really Strangers Quizlet.
Yeah.
But she would always do that one on her first date. And she was like, it's literally my best kept secret. But we've been saying that.
Yeah.
And the New York Times one is like 34 questions to love or something.
Yeah. And I did that. Like,
yeah. And now you're in love. Oh god.
I forgot I did that one because I don't remember,
but it worked,
I guess.
Okay, so we're gonna do We're Not Really Strangers. We pulled like some cards. We don't really know what they are. Riv just knocked on wood. She's like always knocking on wood. I just pulled ones that weren't like so deep, like you guys are really gonna know our whole life story, but they're kind of like fun and they're not surface level, they're a little bit deeper, but it'll be like fun to hear our responses.
Wait, before we do this, if any of you guys have like a doodle or like a specifically Cavapoo, because I feel like their hair is like different, yeah, what length do you keep your dog at? Please help a girl out. I just need to have a quick intervention. My dog, I used to try to groom myself. It was so hard because I thought I was going to, like, I don't know what I thought I was going to do.
And you would get high and you would send me pictures of him and be like, I think I cut too much. And his face would look so wonky. Okay, yeah.
So one time I just gave up and I shaved him down. He was like really like, because he mats so fast. Like, I've never seen a dog mat faster. And I brush it, like deep brush with a comb every day. And I swear it's like,
he gets so knotted.
So I started getting him groomed, but now like every couple of months, like clockwork.
I feel like that was the last word you could have used.
And now though, he's so long, which I'm glad I've been able to keep his hair like not free for so long, but now he's too long and he mats like instantly, but I don't know how short to cut his hair.
I feel like you're going to need to do like an every 4 weeks groom.
But that's expensive.
I know. It's so expensive. But like, you don't want to shave. He looked so bad naked, yeah, like that. Like, you can't shave him down like that every time
you
shave him.
Well, I'm thinking like maybe I'll get like an inch off and then like let him grow.
How much did he get last time?
Because like, I feel like an inch is like that much.
Yeah.
His hair is long right now. Okay. Anyways. Enough of my dog. But if any of you guys have some tips, please help me.
Okay, so I'm gonna pick the first card.
Okay.
What is a dream you've let go of? And we can both answer them, I feel, right? Yeah. Probably that I'm never gonna have to have a job in my life. That was a dream, I feel like,
yeah,
for a long time, that like weirdly I would never have to lift a finger and work. And
I feel like that I'd be famous.
Yeah, I agree.
I kind of like don't even think I would want, like,
I don't want to be famous, yeah, you know?
And
like,
we used to, like, our freshman year, like, that was like our end all be all. Like, we were like, we are going to be like so famous, we can't walk down the street.
We, you guys, if you would have seen our dorm room, we were so funny. And we like would manifest, but never work towards the manifestation. We would just expect it to magically, yeah, happen. So we would never take action steps really. Like, we would post one YouTube video and be like, by Valentine's Day, guys, this was literally on a sticky note in our dorm room. By Valentine's Day, we're going to have 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. We had posted like one video.
We thought that that would just like work.
That would just magically happen.
But I don't even like, I don't think I feel that way. I feel like that was an image. Like we wanted it for like, it's not like we were like amazing at singing. We, yeah. Like, we wanted it.
For we just something. Wanted it we for like, wanted, yeah.
Like it was out of vanity. So yeah,
it was like an ego thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we thought that made us better. Which I feel like we've come past.
I agree. And I think that the famous thing and me never having to work went hand in hand. Yeah. Like I always thought something's gonna work out, and granted it still could, you know, like yeah. I'm 20 or 21, like something could still magically work out. It's like, oh my god, like I love my job, but it's still a job and you still have to yeah. work. Like I weirdly just thought I was gonna like get money handed to me all the time for never doing anything.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a dream that I've let go of.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I've been on that famous thing. Like when I was younger, I would literally tell my family, like, I'm going to be famous. And that was when MagCon was really big. And I thought that I was going to be like the next MagCon girl. And I was like 12 years old. Like they don't want you in MagCon.
I'm dead.
Like get over okay. it.
My card. What about me intrigues you? I was going to say irritate. I'm like, I'm going to do my feelings.
It's like really hard to say stuff about each other because I feel like we always talk about this, like we feel like we know each other so well, but do we know anything about each other? Like it's so weird. What about me or about you intrigues me? I would say I feel like your creativity. I think that you're really creative and like you come off creative, but I feel like there's a lot of hidden creativity.
Yeah.
Like there's always something brewing. Yeah. Like there's always something brewing. That's true. And it comes out in weird ways. Yeah, not definitely. Weird ways, but like you take your creativity out on like your outfits and stuff like that. But like I think you could do something really, really, really cool.
I think
if you tapped more into it.
My thing, I think event planning would be fun for
me. Yeah. Because you can like really be creative with that.
Yeah.
And you have a kind of set goal on what you want something to look like, which makes it easier.
Yeah.
Like and people I think, know like, what they want.
I like the structure of it too. Yeah. Like it's very structured. Mm-hmm.
It's structured creativity.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, I don't know.
That's what's hard with creativity. And because you do like structure and you like a plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes creativity is like, you know, the super creative people where it's like, oh my God, like literally yeah. who even are you? Like you walk into their house and it's like a creative mess.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's you, but it like comes out in different ways.
Oh, your turn.
Okay.
That was nice.
Yeah. Do I look kind? Explain.
I feel like I have two perceptions. Like when I first saw you. Yeah, I would say yeah. I would say yeah, actually.
Like, I think for it sure. depends on like what I'm wearing too. Yeah,
I think like when I first saw you like on Facebook, I mean, like when I like literally saw you on Craigslist. I saw you on Facebook Marketplace or whatever that shit is, like find a roommate through DePaul. Yeah. It's like literally DePaul Marketplace, and you just shop for a roommate.
Yeah.
Anyways, when I saw you, like you were wearing like pink and stuff, mm-hmm. but like I feel like this is like. I don't know if this is weird, but I feel like pretty people often look mean.
Yeah.
And like you have very sharp features.
Yeah. I think that's like if I'm wearing makeup, maybe yeah. I don't look as nice.
Because I think you look nice, but you look intimidating. I guess that's how I should put it.
I think that's a good mix though.
Especially if you were wearing all black, yeah. like freshman year you, like I would be scared.
I would be scared. Yeah. I was scared of myself. Yeah. Fucking weirdo. But I am nice. Like I wouldn't be mean to really anyone.
No, you're like nicer than like everyone I know.
Yeah.
I like to like, especially strangers is like probably the nicest person I've ever met.
Thanks.
Like I will be like, what is going on? And she's like chatting with some random guy down the street.
Okay. Today these grannies stopped me ribbon across the street and she's like, where did you get your dog's haircut?
This always happens. I'll be like a street away and then I look back, I'm like, where is Ellen? She's like with some grandma like crossing the street with her. I'm like, okay.
And they were like taking pictures of Tino, and Tino is such a grandma's dog though, especially when he's groomed. Like of course grandma's like how his hair is. It's so funny. Okay, your turn.
What fast food restaurant do you think I'm most likely to drive through? What's my order? This is easy.
That's so easy. Just because we're like the same when it comes to fast food,
and we have the same order.
Yeah. So every time we do McDonald's, we've driven through McDonald's, but like usually we DoorDash it. Yeah. But we have a new addition to the order.
But I kind of feel like I like drive-through better. Like, it's like hits way harder when you're in a car ride.
Yeah, it does. And we only ever DoorDash McDonald's when we were like hungover or when we were drunk. Yeah. You know?
But we've recently gotten into it on like long, like literally like road trips.
Yeah. Or like a Saturday treat. We got it on one like Saturday and we got a Sprite and cookies and it was really good. Okay. So our order is we each get a cheeseburger and then we get a large fry and we share that. And then we also share chicken nugget, and not one chicken nugget but like an order of chicken nuggets, how big depends on the day. And then recently we've been hitting McDonald's Sprites. They're so
good. I want one right now. Wait, I just thought of the funniest thing. I like am super weird about eating meat if I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah,
like I just like hard for me to be at like a random restaurant and like just being like,
I get that way about chicken, really. It's just like freaks me out. I don't know,
it's like freaks me out, especially because like I feel like a lot of like restaurants when I'm fine, it's like higher end restaurants a lot of times will be like, oh, this is where we get our meat from, and like it's on, like I love that
when they do like our local farms,
like random restaurants that like are literally like I don't even know where you came from, and like you walk in, you're like, there might be like roaches in the back, but like I know the food's gonna hit. Like meat from those places freaks me out. Actually, like most restaurants, it freaks me out. And one time my boyfriend like does not like fast food. He's not a fast food guy, and we and him were driving somewhere, I don't know what, where, and we like passed a billboard for like McDonald's, and he was like talking about like how long it's been like so long since he got McDonald's or whatever. I was like, oh, like, you know, I love McDonald's. And he goes, I don't understand how like you're literally gonna complain that like, and not complain, but like always be like, I don't eat meat if I don't know where it comes from. Like always harping about like not eating meat.
I only eat grass fed meat.
Yeah. Like I'm always like that. And then he's like, and then you're going to eat a McDonald's cheeseburger. Like that's so fucked up. And I was like, dude, like that is not even meat. Like that's like garbage disposal. Like, I can't even.
It's basically like the beyond meat.
Yeah. Like it is beyond meat. Like it is not meat. Like you cannot come to me and tell me that is like meat. Like no, like so it does not count.
No, it really doesn't. Remember when like the chicken nugget scandal happened? Yeah, like they put slime in their nugget. They hit though.
And like the thing that really freaks me out though is like lunch meat.
I actually like from, I can but from hit like lunch meat,
like I don't like Subway
the,
or something.
Okay, that I don't like the lunch meat that's like,
I like lunch meat, I don't like creepy lunch meat.
I don't like the Subway lunch meat. Gives me the same vibe as the lunch meat that comes in the plastic containers.
Oscar Mayer,
you know, that stuff freaks me out because it feels like really rubbery. But like a good lunch meat sandwich I can hit.
Like always say this, like when you or when they are harvesting an animal, when the animal's dying, it's often like very fearful.
Yeah,
especially if it's had like a bad life. And then when you eat the meat, you like intake
that energy.
So that's why I like when you like know the farm and stuff, and like you can see and like they had like a nice grazing life, because animals aren't like against giving. I mean, I'm getting spiritual on you guys, but anyway,
I feel like we saw that, or we went to a restaurant the other day and it said like where like this month's food came from, but I don't remember where it was, but I thought, oh, that's really cute. Yeah, it like just makes you feel better about eating there.
Yeah,
but I have no idea where that was from.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, meat tangent. Oh god, I keep getting these. What was your first impression of me? I feel like that's the same as like
In person or on,
I don't know. I feel like in person, I guess both. I don't know.
I definitely remember thinking, I was like, oh my god, my outfit's so ugly, because you were like wearing something cute and I thought we were like dressing like businessy. I was wearing, like, literally I remember what I was wearing, but I thought like, oh my god, like I look so ugly right now. And then I was just like so nervous. I don't remember. And I remember thinking like, oh, this is going to be fun. But I don't think I knew like how.
But the thing was, we were in like the worst situation ever when we met. I think we've talked about this, as we were out to dinner with like our whole family. I brought a crew, right? She had her mom and dad, and I had my mom, my stepdad, my brother and his friend. So we were like all there. And me and Riff sat next to each other. And yeah. That's like the most awkward way.
And how do you
sit? I know. And it's like if we were turned towards each other, it was like kind of weird.
Yeah.
So we were like just kind of sitting and like listening to everyone
else
talk.
And it's like going on a first date with like your friends there. Yeah. It was like so weird because our parents were like, oh my God, they're going to the bathroom together. We were like, oh my God, this is so fucking awkward.
My first impression of you, like online, I was like, oh my God, she's so pretty. And I was showing everyone in my study hall.
I was showing everyone you too. I was like, this is gonna be a room, even before we saw we're gonna be roommates.
And I was showing everyone in my study hall, and they were like, oh, we just know it's gonna work so well. Like, you guys just look like you and your roommates.
That's so funny.
I probably still have screenshots of Riv's profile in my photo.
And I remember when I saw you online, I ran on there, so I was like, mom, I think like I want this girl to be my roommate. We were like sitting in my kitchen like typing what to say.
That is so, I wonder what we said to each other.
I don't know. Snapchatting.
It was in the Instagram DMs. Yeah.
And then we started like Snapchatting.
Yeah.
And then Elle asked me on Snapchat. You literally asked me on a date on Snapchat.
I literally was like, do you want to live together on Snapchat? But we knew that we were going to live together. We just like, we're waiting for
because there was like Elle and one other girl. I made like a group chat with both of them because I saw their girls from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just thought it would be like easier.
It breaks the ice.
To like message them both. And then she ended up going to New York for like fashion.
Yeah.
So she like obviously wasn't going to DePaul, so we weren't going to live with her. And then we just like kept talking, but we never like talked about it. And we were like, then one day you're just like, okay, like, should we live together?
And why do I feel like it was kind of late in the game?
And it was December, I remember.
Oh. Yeah, because I was wearing a coat. I was drunk.
And I remember then after you were like, should we upgrade our dorms? And you wanted to get like the XL suite. And I was like, yeah.
And I stay on the extra.
I literally did.
And then like when we met, I feel like we were both just shy. Like yeah, we were literally just shy. Like me.
And then I remember like we were Snapchatting the night we met. We were like Snapchat thoughts.
Ew, that
and
is
I remember
so
we were like,
creepy.
Oh my God, we're so excited. And I was like, okay, we're going to be like fine. And then, like, so we moved in together.
That's so creepy, actually.
Yeah.
That we just, like, had to live
and,
together.
And, like, I was so embarrassed to my parents. I was like, oh, my God.
I know. I told my mom. I was like, seriously, do not be annoying. Like, you're really going to piss me off.
I was like, don't be, like, so weird.
My mom and her dad are, like, weirdly the same.
Yeah.
Where it's, like sometimes the same they person. Say something. It's like, damn, why did you do that?
Like just so embarrassed. I'll still have dreams that, like, my parents are embarrassing me somewhere.
Yeah. Parents are so embarrassing, but also I like
and
so
they oh yeah, this was the most embarrassing thing. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but no, I just remember okay. This on soccer tournaments. I am like so introverted and I'm very shy, like mm-hmm. I am not an outgoing person.
Yeah.
And when I was like, even when I had friends on my soccer team, but like for the first couple of years I like did not have friends because I was just like so shy.
Yeah.
And like when I would mess up, I literally thought it was like I was the biggest fucking loser.
Yeah, it's like
so
end
I would
of the
like
world.
Cut myself off from everyone. Anyways, my parents, we would go on like soccer
tournaments,
and my parents like thought it was like literally like time to relive college or something. Mm-hmm. And they were like, in our dorms, we'd always leave the door open, and that means you want to hang out. And I was like, I don't want to hang out. Shut the door. And they would force me
to leave the hotel
yes.
door open. That's fucking weird.
I know. And I was like, this is so fucking weird. Like, you guys are so weird. And they were like, well, because like you're like team. Usually it's like one floor,
yeah,
you know?
I guess that makes it better.
So they were like, then everyone knows which room's yours. And I'm like, we have name tags on our doors. Like, stop. And they would force me to leave it open because they were like, that means like people want to hang out with you. I'm like, I don't want to. Like, this is not you. Like, you're being so uncomfortable.
Those are like the most frustrating fights too.
Yeah.
It's like you
stop,
just want to be like
embarrassing me.
Yeah. And you're stuck there. Oh my God.
It was the worst.
Your turn. But you're okay. I feel like both of our first impressions were like we were just shy.
Yeah. Make an assumption about me. Both players go. I don't even know. I know too much to make an assumption.
Yeah, we can't make an assumption.
Okay.
You go.
Do I? You said what? Like you didn't put that one in there.
I don't know why we're grabbing that one.
Do I seem like someone who would get a name tattooed on myself? Why or why not?
I pulled that one for myself.
Okay, well, we can both. You don't.
I was going to say the opposite about myself because I feel like, you know how we always say that, like, maybe I'll get married to someone that I've known for, like, very long? Like,
I could see like if you were, like, on a bender, but, like, if not, if you were sober. Like, you wouldn't soberly be like, I'm going to get his name on me. Unless you had, like, a, like, Kourtney Kardashian moment.
Yeah, you definitely don't.
No.
Like, not even, like,
okay,
ever.
I am so superstitious. You know it's a curse to get someone's name tattooed on you. Are you kidding me? I would literally get that if I wanted someone to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Oh, your turn.
No, I don't think. I mean, like, I would have to be in, like, a really weird. Oh, God, that's so stupid. Okay, I guess we can do it. I don't know if I pulled this one either. Rate your dancing skills on a scale of 1 to 10. On the count of 3, say your answers out loud, both players. So we
wait, are we talking about like if I'm like dancing or like if I'm dancing like my ballroom dance?
Not ballroom dance, I don't
okay,
think.
Just like regular
like
dance.
Music's on, like you're just dancing.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 2.
2. I don't know if I said 2 because I heard you start to say.
Wait, guys, quick interruption. It's 6 o'clock outside and it's like sunny.
I know, it's so much better. Because usually we record in the dark. It's way better.
It's like so nice out.
You know, actually, that was one of my fears about going to school.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Is I was so scared, right? Because I like had never been out. You know what I mean? Like
me
it was
either.
Very like, it was like high school out, you know? So I didn't know like.
The most out I've gone to is like to like a college bar.
Yeah. Like I never really did anything crazy. I didn't know if people like got down in the
city.
Well,
we're both from like the sticks.
Yeah, right? So. I didn't know if people like danced like out. I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to have to dance. Like, what if she's really good at dancing?
And I like, I'm going in on
it. I was so scared that Riv was going to be like fire at dancing and she was going to be like a ton of fun out. And that's not really
I'm,
my
like,
personality.
Not fun out. I'm like not fun. Like,
yeah, I'm not either. So then I saw her dance the first time and I was like, okay, like I'm going to be good.
I'm like only, I'm like, this is my MO when I go out. I go out. I'm so quiet. Then I get drunk. I'm fun for about 10 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, should we go home?
Yeah, I agree. I'm like, it's more like,
but we'll get everyone going. Yeah. We'll have the idea and be like, oh my God, like that is so smart. And then we'll be like, okay, we're going to go.
All right. See ya. And we're like talking fun. Like we can fool around with someone,
yeah,
but like
I'm not
gonna
be, like,
dancing fun. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I ever, I definitely have danced on like a bar top before, but I was in high school and I was drunk as fuck.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I've ever.
Maintain eye contact for hell no. What did you put in here? She's literally a freak. It says maintain eye contact for 30 seconds. What did you notice? Hell no.
I don't remember pulling the wild
card. They're all wild cards.
I thought I skipped those.
Okay. Do you think the image you have yourself matches the image people see you as? No, I definitely don't think so.
I don't either.
But I'll have like a million conversations in my head and then like think I had that. Like I'm like, okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
And like, they don't even know.
They have no idea what's going on. I think in a lot of ways too, like no one ever, like imagine if you saw yourself like out of body experience, like walking down the street.
I feel
you know?
Like people like see so little of you.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's hard for someone to see like every aspect of you in ways that you don't even think about knowing yourself.
But also,
I don't even think it's
like,
a bad thing. I just think it's
on the other end of it. I'm thinking like you. Well, I don't think I like myself as much as like other people. You know what I mean? Like you never know how good you are to like other people. Like other people think of you like so highly and you don't even know, you know?
I feel like I don't realize how sweet I am.
Yeah.
Like I'm very thoughtful. Do you know what I'm saying though?
You are.
But like I am overly thoughtful because I don't think I'm or like I'm overly sweet to people.
Yeah.
Like that I care about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I like don't think I'm like, and that's why I'm like, damn, if people did that for me, I'd be lit.
Yeah, because like, you don't think you are, so it's like overcompensating kind of thing. No, yeah, you definitely are. What character would I play in a movie?
I low-key feel like you would be like,
no, I'm scared.
The bitch from Vampire Diaries.
Like Nina?
Yeah. But that's like your sci-fi moment. I think if you had like a real movie, you would play...
My standards are low because I always say I want to be a Hallmark actress.
Okay, but like if you were like going to be like, actually, I feel like you'd be in a movie with like J-Lo.
And like, what's the genre?
Like one of her like better ones.
Like her rom-com ones?
Yeah, like rom-com vibe.
I could see you being like... I'm feeling like Parent Trap vibes.
Okay.
Like that kind of movie and an older one. Like I can't see you being in a newer one.
Yeah.
I'd
probably just see you in like 2000s rom-com.
And I could see you.
The best movie like genre the most of ever. Thing I've
ever. And I could see you like either in like the Parent Trap vibe. I could see you either playing like the evil stepmom or the nice mom. Like you could go both ways.
I feel like I would see you like... Like
I'm in new age, like mm-hmm. I'm in the new movies.
Do you know who, like, you're gonna hate this, but you know who you'd be really good at? Like the really hot girl on Just Go With It.
Oh yeah.
Or you're low-key like Jennifer Aniston vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Cute.
I feel like you could do either, which is better. You know?
Yeah, I feel like I would be in like a super cheesy one.
Wait, you know what movie you would be in? My Best Friend's Wedding, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like that vibe. Like she's like really cute, but he like actually loves her.
Yeah, that's a cute one.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Okay, your turn. Or my turn.
Your turn.
How would you describe the feeling of being in love in one word?
Oh, thank God you got that one.
I don't know.
You could talk about love in like not even relationship sense though. You know?
I'm just trying to think. Like, I feel like there is a good word for it. Give me one sec.
Can I say mine as like friendship, family perspective? I think that it should feel like super safe. Like
that's
the friends that like I love, it's like I feel the safest around.
I think the feeling I would be like, say it was like, is like being caught. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, not like caught in a bad way, in like a safe way. Like you're falling and you're caught.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Like when you're not even expecting to be caught.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And it's like, oh my God, thank God that
like
happened.
That kind of vibe. Like, oh my, like so relieved.
Mm-hmm. Like the
best. But
the
also best, like, why did I not think, you know what I mean?
Like the best, like relief of stress. Like a weight is lifted off your shoulders. Like that kind of thing. Kind of. Yeah, that's cute.
I don't know. I feel like it's
definitely
hard.
Just like safety, security. Yeah. I feel like no butterflies.
You're
like
just,
that.
Like, warm.
Yeah. Like in a warm, cuddly
and, like,
blanket.
And like also like, I don't know, like when, do you know when you're like talking to someone and like you're talking about nothing and then they say like exactly what you're thinking, but you didn't know you were thinking that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. Like that.
Yeah. That's cute. Or like, you get into bed after like a really long day and it's like, ah, like this feels
just
so
like
good.
Peaceful.
Yeah. What lesson took you the longest to unlearn? I feel like I've answered this question so... It's funny because we've played this game so many times. And
I feel
like
I might have changed.
My question... Yeah, my answers never are the same. I think for me probably is that people who... I feel so fucking cheesy right now.
Okay.
People who like... I recently learned this too, is like, it's okay. Like I can cry in front of someone and like, they're not gonna be like, oh my God, you're literally
that did
a
take
freak.
You a while, but like, I feel like it's like.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, for sure.
So for a while, I just like, well, for literally my entire life, it was really hard for me to be like, oh my God.
I probably
God,
was
I'm
just
having-
a shock to you. I was like crying from really every 10 minutes. Like I stubbed my toe.
Yeah, like what the fuck is going on? Like it was hard for me to admit I was having a hard time and like ask for help. So I think I realize the right people in your life and people who actually love you like won't run away at you asking for help.
Honestly, probably whatever the fuck we're gonna call that guy. I never remember what we call him, Mr. Mystery or something. Like the last time probably taught you a lot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like about, I mean, like not even about him. I mean about like letting people help.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the question again? Oh,
what
lesson
took you the longest?
Are we both answering them?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you're way harder on yourself than anyone else is, or Well, I feel like I'm gonna say three. Or you like were not always, even if something really bad to you happened to you, like you could have been like part of that. Like you weren't always just the victim.
Yeah.
Like, and in other people's eyes, you're probably not always the victim. Yeah. And I think like really to heal from a lot of situations, like you have to look at both sides.
Yeah.
And I like agree. That doesn't take away any less like that it was traumatizing to you. Like it can be so traumatizing to you and you can still say like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. And like that's how you
that's
heal.
That's a good one, because I agree. Because all the things I feel like I really move past is I did look at it from both sides. And it's like, I understand where they were coming from in a lot of senses, and it sucked. And that wasn't right of them to do. But like, I did a lot of things to lead up to it.
Yeah. I agree. Or, and then like, maybe just like, I don't know, like self-worth stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone does go through that.
Because like, usually when you're in a fight, if someone's apologizing to you, you probably have something to apologize for too.
I remember being a kid and like being in my room, I'm like, how am I gonna, like I literally remember like running up to my room crying and being like, where am I gonna tweak this to make it a little bit more in my favor? Like, do you know what I mean? Like it was like, obviously I like, you know,
did stuff too, but like that's such a thing that and it's kids
like
do.
You can literally like, I think what it leads into too is like, you don't have to have some sob story to be like upset. Mm-hmm. Like you could literally be like, I didn't like the way he looked at me and like cry and be like, okay, like if that's what you feel like you need to do, like obviously it's probably something deeper, but like you're not going to get to the root if you don't just like let yourself.
You have to own up to it. Mm-hmm. We learned about that in communications, like the defensiveness. If you go straight into defensive mode, conflicts will never be resolved because your personal conflicts and the conflict with the other person, because you never really get down.
And
to
I think it's like it. You're never gonna have like a like super healthy relationships in your life if you're just like, you're wrong.
Yeah,
like
constantly playing the blaming game.
Yeah.
Your turn.
What's been your happiest memory this past year?
I think I've had a whirlwind of a year.
I have had a really crazy
week. It's been weird as hell.
I have one, but I like don't want to say it. But like it's like the first one I thought of. And then I don't know, I had so many. I had a good year.
I feel like my year, like the beginning of it fucking sucked, but I learned a lot, but wasn't like happy memories.
Yeah.
But I feel like just little shit. Like I think there's like so many.
Cabo was really fun.
Oh, we're talking last year.
Oh.
Or this year.
Well, it says the past year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then last year I have so... I was going to say, like, this year has been fucking weird. And we haven't really done, like, a ton yet. But also, even then, you can look at, like, little things. You know, you're like, oh, that was a really good day. The past year, oh my god, Cabo was literally insane.
So fun.
Also, the feeling of, like, starting this podcast. That was really, really fun. But yeah, Cabo, I still look back on. I'm like, that was the best trip ever.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Like, it was so fucking funny.
Yeah. I don't know. We've had so many good ones.
But we had a really good summer. Like,
yeah, we had a really good summer. Going to Puerto Rico with my family was fun. I don't know. I feel like I've had, like, a lot of, like, fun, which is good, obviously. Yeah,
thankfully.
Okay, this one's for you.
Thanks.
Just really
what is the most unexplainable thing that's ever happened to you?
I weirdly think that we both were home births is really weird.
Yeah, that is really weird.
I don't know if it's the most unexplained thing, but like me and Elle have the weirdest life
coincidences. Yeah,
like parallel lives. Mm-hmm. We were both home births, which I feel like is unheard of.
Yeah, it is.
Like all of like, and they weren't accidents. Like both of our moms planned all, like had all of their kids at home.
Yeah, like midwife vibes, not like hospital vibes. I don't know, like unexplainable. Like, are we saying like bad or good?
I feel like fate, maybe, like when you're like, holy shit.
I would say coming to DePaul in a lot of ways, like why the fuck did I choose to go to DePaul? Have to this
I
day
I feel like just like you no, in my life is like like what the fuck,
like where did we cross paths and think like, oh, the Facebook page, like the work that I put in on the Facebook page.
But like what if someone legit messaged you like before me?
I know, it's like, oh, I like already think I have one.
Yeah, and then like it's awkward and like maybe we'd still be friends, but it would never be the
same. It wouldn't be the same. Yeah, I think that just like the whole moving to Chicago was just like, what the fuck? And so many things
and
have,
like both changed. We didn't know anyone. Mm-hmm. We knew like one person.
Yeah, and it changed so much. Like it changed our whole lives literally. Yeah. You know, so I think that
What has been your earliest recollection of happiness? I feel like my mom. Like every memory yeah. that I'm really, really happy when I'm a kid is like with mm-hmm. my mom.
I don't know what my first memory is because, you know, when you see pictures and it's like you think that you yeah. remember that. But there's this one picture of me and my uncle was painting one of our rooms, like our living room. And he painted like my nose and there's a picture of me and I feel like I remember that day, but I don't know if I actually do. So I feel like that's like not an answer. Yeah. But I think with my friend Sabrina and when she was first coming over, I was like so fucking excited because, you know, when you're young, you like don't have people over that yeah. often. And like when you do, it's like a huge thing. So she was coming over and I made a poster, a sign. Aww. And I sat on my front porch and I held it up and I said, I live here, like Elle's house. And like my mom sat out there with me. So like, I feel like that, or we always had really That's fun really Halloweens. Cute. So
I feel like just like life, yeah, family.
Just love like it. Growing up. Have you ever told someone I love you but didn't mean it? If so, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends, I feel like acquaintances, it's like, you know how people just like randomly throw, I'm like all for saying I love you to like people like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, love you. Like, yeah. Get home safe. But like, do I actually love them? I've known them for like a day, you know? Yeah. Probably not. And then my high school boyfriend, don't think I loved him at the time. Like maybe I grew into like some weird like trauma love, but it wasn't. Like yeah. in the moment I just felt like I had to say it back, but like I didn't know if I actually loved him. That's why I kind of do feel like saying I love you first is like good, because if I would have said I love you first and it's like, oh, like I feel like I actually meant it, you know, yeah. in the moment, but I have no idea, yeah. you know, I just said it back rapid fire. But if you're like not, because I wasn't even thinking about before he said it, like, oh, I love him, you know?
Yeah.
He just said it and then I was like, oh, I actually didn't say it back and he got really upset. And then like we didn't talk the whole time he drove me home and then like oh, I had so to awkward. Say it. So it was just like a weird situation. Yeah, like I don't think really I awkward. Actually like or loved him.
I've definitely said it to friends and then I definitely said it to someone that I did not mean it.
Wait, who?
I don't even want to. Okay. I just like used to have like this really uncomfortable situation.
Oh, it's just like the situations where you feel like you have to say it back and then it's like twisted in your mind. Like, oh my God, did I mean it? Did I not? It's like weird yeah. as fuck.
What would your younger self not believe about your life today? Like everything.
Yeah, same. But also I feel like I've always had like high expectations yeah, for myself. Me too. Like I always knew that I was going to do something. I just didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
But definitely just like maybe not believing it, but being like happy about yeah, it, I you agree. Know, like what? Oh my God, you did it. Go girl. Okay. I hope you guys are having fun. How can you become a better person?
Probably have more patience.
I feel like it would be more like treat other people or treat myself the way I treat other people. I think that like I'm definitely more forgiving with other people than I am myself.
Yeah.
So if I was like better to myself, then I would be like better all around, you know?
I get that. Okay, last one. What was the last thing you lied to your mother about? Oh God.
Money. That's like one of the only things I've like really ever yeah, I don't really super lied. The last time I lied to my mom. Mine was like, did you order something or like how much did you spend? And I would lie about the amount.
Yeah, I've probably like taken a couple $10 off here and there.
I love rounding down. I'd be like, mom, it's literally $100. She's like, $180 is not $100. I'm dead. Like, in my world, it is.
That's so funny.
But I don't really do that as often anymore because I yeah. have my own money. That was more like high school. I had an extreme shopping addiction.
Well, let's move on to our questions.
Questions.
Okay, guys, here is question number one. She wrote this into our Instagram and said, I need someone else's take on this. I've been talking to this guy since high school and I liked him on and off, but he always liked me. But to his friends, he's kind of a joke. But now I'm more serious about him and liking him. But I have days where I do not like him at all and don't want to date him, but still enjoy talking to him. Other days I really like him, and other days I feel like I could find someone that I like more. My feelings have been all over the place, and I know that I'm also scared of a relationship. LOL, this is a lot, but you can tell me what this means, or do I like him, or...
I'm going to be completely honest. Can you reread that?
Bro!
I was not paying attention.
Okay. I've been talking to this guy since high school, and I've liked him on and off, but he always liked me. He has always liked me, but to his friends, he is kind of a joke. But now I'm more serious. I think she meant it's kind of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah. But now I'm more serious about him and liking him. But I have days where I do not like him at all, and I don't want to date him, but still enjoy talking to him. Other days, I really like him, and other days, I feel like I could find someone that I like more. My feelings have been all over the place, and I know that's because I'm scared of a relationship. LOL, this was a lot, but can you tell me what this means? Like, do I like him, or...
I feel like no.
No,
I think like you're no. bored, and yeah. you like the attention that you get from him. But if he like grosses you out, we've talked about this on the podcast before, probably not the guy for you.
I feel like as soon as someone better comes along, you're going to forget him. This guy's yeah. name, which yeah. isn't even, it's not like a bad thing as mm-hmm. long as you guys are both on the same page. But I just think you're bored. I agree.
No. Yeah. As long as you're not like leading him on, which it doesn't sound like you are, I don't think it's rude. You know, like it's normal for you to like the constant attention from someone, like yeah. that's so normal. But yeah, I think you just like the attention, you're bored, and like if he's giving you the ick that often, you would never want to like date someone who like literally grossed you out and like yeah. you didn't like him some days. Like that would be, it wouldn't last very long. So yeah, no, I don't think so. Hey, Rivenel, I love the podcast and I'm reaching out for some advice. I'm currently studying abroad and loving it. I'm single and I guess just looking for not for a relationship because I'm just abroad for a few months. But I'm definitely preferring hooking up with the same person consistently rather than random guys at clubs. There are a few guys who have expressed some interest but haven't asked me out and we haven't hooked up. My problem is that I'm not great at putting myself out there, being confident with guys, and showing them that I'm interested. Do you have any advice regarding being more confident and when talking with a new guy, or any advice for making the first move as a girl? Thank you.
I feel like you need a guy that's really confident.
Yeah, who is outgoing. Mm-hmm. But also remember that if things work out between you, it's usually like, oh my God, do you remember when you said this to me? Like, that was so cute, like endearing. Yeah. I think a lot of guys can think it's like hot for a girl to like know what she wants.
I agree.
And go after it. And if you have that mindset, then it's like,
and
you look at it differently.
You're just there for a couple months. I feel like it's easier that like you have a great practice run
because mm-hmm.
you're obviously not looking for anything serious. So you have like a great practice run to like try it out, and like not saying you have to like sleep with a bunch of guys, but you can like try it on a bunch of like
yeah.
go up to a bunch of random guys and then probably half of them you don't even like.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's go on a date, and then you just like go on a, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if they say no, be like, okay, well I'm moving back home in like 2 months anyways, so
yeah,
cool.
Like forget you. Yeah, I think it's just like what is there to lose, like mm-hmm. if you have that mindset and thinking that like this could be really attractive of me if I like go up and I do this. But I get that it is so fucking hard to think like, you see someone on the street and it's like, literally, what do I say?
Mm-hmm.
Those situations are really, really hard. And I would be lying to you if I said that I had advice, because I don't take my own advice, you know, like I would have yeah. literally no idea what to say. It's easier when you're with a friend for sure. And then when you're at clubs, I feel like it's a lot easier, you know, like
yeah.
there's probably liquid courage there too. But I would say just like have the mindset that, so what if he like literally thinks what you said is the cheesiest thing ever, and like if the person's gonna get along with you, it will like stick, you know?
Yeah.
Just can
have
I
some fun.
Can I tell the soccer story?
I want.
I was thinking about guys abroad and I thought about it. I'm like, I literally need to say this because we always talk about how we have to say it on the podcast. Okay, guys, speaking of going up to you guys and saying things, basically there was this like really hot guy on the DePaul soccer team. Like he was so fine, like Greek goddess fine, right?
Yeah.
And I had like one night with him. Nothing happened. We just like spent the night together. And then after that, he consistently called me at 5 a.m. and like never would say anything after that. Would just like,
it was like the weirdest thing, you guys, though, because he was so hot,
so fucking, and
he looked
hot.
Like he was like 30 years old. Yeah. Like he was like hot, and he'd wear like turtlenecks. Like he was cute.
Yeah.
And he just like weirdly went to DePaul. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know where that came from. Mm-hmm. And then he like didn't speak English.
Yeah. There was like a major language barrier.
Like he barely spoke English.
And that is, this might be where like I got super scarred from accents because like, guys, yeah. I'm scarred from accents. Like I just can't, I have a really hard time finding guys attractive that like have really thick accents. I don't know. It's just like a weird thing. It might be because of this. But so there's just like this weird energy. And like when we would see each other, it'd be like, hey, and like just passing. Right. So like he would call me at like 5 a.m. and then I would text him the next morning. And he would never say anything to me. And then the next night he would call me at like 5 a.m. Right. Totally booty calling me. So but like we say he couldn't speak English, but like he could speak English. Okay,
he could communicate. Yeah. He was not like, he was like fluent but rusty, I feel like.
There were some times where like he didn't know the right words.
Yeah,
to get
like
out.
He knew how to speak English, but some things were lost in translation.
Yeah.
He was definitely like, he was like a really nice guy, which was weird, but he was always calling her and it was like obscene hours. It would be like 6 a.m., 5 a.m., 4 a.m. Like, what's going on? And she would never answer. We're sleeping. Like, I'm not up at 6 a.m. waiting for you to call. I'm like literally about to wake up in 3 hours.
But like he also wasn't like, based off the one night that I spent with him, he wasn't like a booty call kind
of
guy.
It was like the weirdest,
it was a
ever.
Really weird situation. But I would see this guy around campus, right? So he would call me and then I would text him and then he wouldn't respond. He would call me.
It was so weird.
Fucking weird, right? So I go into the cafeteria and you never know who you're gonna see in the cafeteria. Yeah. And like what I was on this day, I'm not sure, but I see him, right? And I'm like, Riv, do I say something to him? So I walk up to this man and I'm like, you can like call me in the middle of the night, but you can't text me back. This man stands there and goes, I don't know what you're saying, pretending that he cannot speak English back to me. Like he literally was saying to me, like, I don't speak English.
I'm like he literally pulled out some bullshit,
like fully, like
in front
if
of
he
everyone.
Was Spanish would have said like no English,
yeah,
or however the fuck they say it. Like he would have fully pulled that out. Like it was so fucking embarrassing. And I stood there. I was just like, wait, what the fuck is going on right now? And then I walked back to Riv and I was like, he just pretended like he literally could not understand English.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's super hot, but he still does like.
We were also
call me
stalked
in the
by like literally 20 people our freshman year.
Oh yeah, the cafeteria was weird as fuck. Like we would have people come up and like ask to sit with us, and like I would say yes so fast.
Oh my
Rick
god,
would be
the
pissed.
Weirdest fucking people that were literally creepazoids to us.
Yeah,
they would like literally like
knock on our door and shit.
Like, yeah, like knock door. On our dorm room doors or follow us around with their hands in their pants, basically.
Like dead ass.
Like dead ass. And they would like can I come sit with you? And Elle would be like, yeah. Like, why don't you eat off my plate? Like, not even real. I'm like, okay.
And we would sit there and like have the Riv would be silent. So I would have the worst small
talk. I'm not
talk
talking
with these
for
people.
Your mistake.
And it kept happening. Like we had
because they thought we ate lunch together. At the end of the year, there was like literally we had a lunch group. And we would run from trying not to go to the lunchroom at the same time.
Dude, like some crazy
and
shit.
And they would like
shit.
This one fucking kid would always show up at our door and be like, do you want to use my vacuum?
Yeah.
He would always use his vacuum and he would like come bring it to us. Like, be like, do you want to use my vacuum tonight?
And oh my God, you guys, this, the same kid, we would be walking on the dorm floor. He would be in like the total opposite direction, could sense us there, would snap his neck to look at us and just dart his eyes,
never say anything, and then show up at our door and be like, do you want to use my vacuum?
Oh, it was fucking crazy. And like one time he showed up at our door and was like, can I use this? And I was like, yeah, sure. But like it didn't really seem like he actually needed it. It was
yeah,
it was, like
it was
dish
fucking
soap.
Weird.
It was weird. Anyways, So basically, just shoot your shot. Yeah. Tangent, but what's the worst that can happen?
And like, wait, one more thing about shooting your shot. This is so off base, but like, even if they say yes to you, like, they're most likely gonna say yes to you, like, even if it's out of like uncomfortable.
Yeah, no one's really gonna be like sorry.
And like, how many people are like that rude? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
The only reason someone would like knock you down is if they have a girlfriend, and yeah, that would be the only excuse. And that you would want give them
to do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
and even like, if oh, it's not that true, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. Yeah. You know, so it's like, oh, he had a girlfriend. Whatever, moving on. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. And you're abroad. Like, it'll be like funny stories you can tell with your friends more than anything. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, yawny, sleepy smirk.
I'm ready for some food.
Okay, love you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode.
Bye.
Rate us 5 stars. Our socials will all be in the description below.
Follow me on TikTok, bro.
And there will also be a link to our website where you can write in more stories or questions and get advice.
I love when I open my email and it says, like, message from Untouched.
She'll always say like, oh, we gotta write in. We really do. I think that's like one of my favorite parts of the podcast, especially yeah, when they're really juicy. We'll sit there and talk about them. Yeah, like, it's so good. Okay, love you guys so much. Bye, bye.